Eckermeyer's Bible Storybook, Water at Meribah, Numbers chapter 20, verses 1 through 13. The children of Israel wandered through the wilderness of Sin and made camp at Kadesh. Here, Miriam, the sister of Moses and Aaron, died and was buried. About this time, the wells of Kadesh dried up. The people and their cattle could not find water to drink. Again, they began to complain. Again, they said, "Moses, did you bring us into the wilderness so all of us would die here? Why did you take us out of Egypt and bring us to this terrible place? Nothing can grow here. Without water, no seeds or figs or vines or pomegranates. There's not even water for us to drink." As always, Moses and Aaron left the people and went into the tabernacle to pray. There the glory of the Lord appeared to them. The Lord told Moses, "Take Aaron and the rod and have all the people gather around the rock. Then speak to the rock and water will flow out. There will be water for all the people and their cattle." Moses and Aaron gathered all the people and stood before the great rock. Then, instead of speaking to the rock as God has commanded, Moses spoke to the people in an angry voice and asked, "Must we bring you water out of this rock?" And he did not speak to the rock at all, but he hit it with his rod. A clear stream of water gushed out and flowed across the sand. The people ran quickly to drink. Then they filled their pitchers. They brought the cattle to drink from the stream. God was displeased because Moses and Aaron had not obeyed him. God had told them, "Because you disobeyed and the people thought you gave them the water instead of me, I will not allow either of you to lead this place, these people into the land of Canaan." The place where the Israelites had water from the rock was called Meribah.